Why do our lives feel harder than we believe they're supposed to feel? Why do we have these deep callings towards something beautiful, magical, meaningful in our lives, and then why does it seem so hard to reach? Why does it seem like it never comes to us even when we know somewhere deep inside it's what we're meant for? If it's our sole purpose, if it's what we're meant for, then shouldn't it feel easier? Shouldn't it be easier to call it in, to manifest it, to have the things we feel so deeply down to our bones drawn to? The answer is yes. And after 37 years of trying to just do things right, take the right steps, follow the path I thought would eventually bring me what I knew I was meant for, and it not working at all, I had a sudden spiritual awakening. And then I knew why it hasn't been working the way we've been doing things. The reason why is exactly what I talk about in this podcast and exactly what I teach my clients how to find. Ancient alchemy, cosmic wisdom, and real-world teachings for women who know they're meant for so much more. I'm Heather Allison, and this is The Golden Path. Welcome home. Hello, loves. I'm Heather Allison, your host for The Golden Path, alchemy for women who know they're meant for more on Transformation Talk Radio. And I am so excited to be here. I'm going to be coming in to drop in with you every third Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. And this is a brand new show, and you're joining me right at the beginning, which is fantastic because each month I'm going to be sharing some new ideas with you, helping you tap into some very ancient ideas, ancient energies, in fact, that exist within you that you've never really been given permission to know, and inviting you to remember this part of yourself, to remember that you're meant for a lot more, that you're built for more, that there's a reason it has felt so much harder than it's supposed to, and that it truly doesn't have to be that way, that you're meant for what I call a golden path. And that it gets to be a lot easier than we think it is. So today, being our very first show, we're going to set our foundation a little bit. I'm going to be sharing with you what the Golden Path is, how it applies to your life, to your relationships, to your success, even to your access to your own intuition and your own inner guidance. But before I do that, though, I just want to take a couple of minutes and set some expectations, because I don't think that this is going to be your typical radio show or podcast. I am going to be sharing new ideas and principles with you. I am going to be teaching you things and sharing stories like you'd hear on any other show. But my intention is actually also to be giving you a transmission. And what I mean by that is, if you let yourself actually come in here and not just think about the things that I'm sharing with you, but let yourself feel it somewhere much, much deeper than your brain, than your mind, than your thinking mind. If you let yourself not just have me on in the background while you kind of do other things, but actually let yourself drop in here with me and let yourself receive the energy of this work, receive the energy of what I'm sharing with you, receive the frequency of it, let it come into your bones, to your belly, to your body. My intention is that you'll actually be allowing the alchemy to start happening for you without actually having to do much of anything, that you'll be starting to activate this remembrance of who you really are, of what you're really capable of what you're really meant for, just by listening and just by showing up here. And I also want to mention that you might find that you don't entirely understand what I'm talking about all the time, and that's totally okay. This is going to be some new concepts possibly for you, or maybe it just won't make much sense to you, and that's actually perfect. I cannot tell you how many times I've had women hear some of this work, not really understand it, but they start to feel the awakening and activation happening within, even if they can't explain it. It's one of the coolest parts about the work that I do. And it's actually a part of this process of our remembrance. We're releasing the hold of this rational and busy mind. And I'll talk about that more in a later episode too. And we're letting ourselves tap into a much deeper, more ancient wisdom. So if you ever feel a little lost or like, I have no idea what she just said, that's actually totally perfect. And again, I just invite you to let yourself receive what's coming through, however it's landing for you. and know that it'll crystallize for you later. It'll start to make sense for you later. So in our next segment and early on in all of my shows, my plan is to start us off with just a brief kind of anchoring in exercise so that you can do exactly that. So you can kind of prime yourself and prime your body to receive the activation of this remembrance in your cells, in your body, somewhere much deeper than your brain, in your expanded consciousness, if you will. Because my intention here, like I said, is that you're going to walk away from this feeling stirred somehow, feeling something that's maybe unexplainable start to awaken within you and telling you there's so much more available to you than you ever have been given permission to know. So first, though, I'm going to start by telling you just a little bit about who I am and why I'm here talking to you about some of this stuff and what I'll be sharing with you. And I started out like anybody else, like we all do. I was doing the corporate America 9-to-5 thing. I was going from job to job. I was trying to figure out what my calling was, what my purpose was, and even just what I like to do for work. I went through a terrible marriage, a divorce, several other failed relationships, trying to find the one that finally felt right? The finally find the one that kind of clicked, the love that finally felt fulfilling. I loved the idea of connecting to my intuition, feeling like there was a more mystical side of me, but not really being sure how to tap into it. Or even if I really had that to tap into as much as I saw other people did. So I often said that I kind of lived this like almost life. Like I was always almost happy. It kind of always felt like I was almost at the point where I'd find my happiness, almost to the point when I'd find the love I was convinced I was meant for, almost feeling aligned with my intuition, almost finding the job that was fulfilling or satisfying or rewarding. It felt like it was always just around the corner, or like I kept almost getting there, or I kept waiting for it to happen. And that was heartbreaking for me, because I don't know about you, but I could feel that there was something bigger inside of me. I could feel this love inside of me wanting to be expressed. I could feel there was something magical in me, powerful in me, just under the surface, but I had no idea how to get there. So I kept kind of settling for almost. And that was really most of my life. Until one day when I was... One day when I was high on nitrous in the dentist chair, seriously, this is exactly how this happened. I was high on nitrous in the dentist chair because I'm a terrible dental patient, and I literally heard the voice of my soul. And now, this isn't anything that had ever happened to me before. I had done work to try to connect with my soul before, but I always kind of thought I was making it up, or at least it was kind of a bunch of guesswork, like, maybe that's what I'm getting. This was no longer guesswork. I not only heard her, but she actually swore at me. She said, "You're almost 37. What the fudge are you doing?" And she didn't say fudge. So if you know what I mean, but I'm trying to keep it clean. And what I was doing was wasting my time. I was wasting my time in a job that didn't light me up, in a relationship that didn't light me up. I was settling for things that didn't totally light me up. And apparently, my soul was, you know, tired of me wasting time. So what happened is I just started paying closer attention, because believe me, that was not something that normally happened in my life. So I started paying attention. I started saying yes to the little voice in me that I'd often shut down, that I think we all shut down. The one where I'd always been saying, "Oh, that doesn't make any sense." Or like, "Oh, that's just too weird," or "What would people think?" Or somehow rationalizing it away, or letting fear get in the way. Whatever else it is that we do to keep ourselves from really listening to that voice that's usually quieter, that's definitely deeper, and saying, "But there's more for you, but there's more for you." So I started listening to that, and I started saying yes to it. And I ended up having a massive cracking open, a spiritual and intuitive awakening, where I started to hear not only my soul more, but I started to hear other guides and somebody I call my cosmic teacher, who is on the other side of the veil. And I started getting information about the inner workings of things, specifically the archetypes, which I'll explain next, but basically the quantum workings of our energy patterns within us and around us in this universe. These energy patterns that run through our emotions, through our beliefs and our mindsets, through our relationships. The energy patterns that allow us to either feel really good, that let us feel in flow where everything feels like it's working. The universe feels like it's conspiring in our favor. We feel alive. We feel magnetic. We feel on purpose. I know we've all had moments we felt like that. And I know sometimes they can feel really fleeting, but there's a reason why we feel that way. And there's a reason why we've kind of clicked into that moment, to that flow, and we've gotten to feel that thing, right? These are also the energies that make us feel stuck and frustrated and disconnected and out of alignment. And like we can't seem to get out of the cycles of struggle and scarcity and suffering that we've been in over and over and over and over again, right? Those energy patterns. So I started getting information about this and it completely changed my life. And the key to this happening for me, this awakening, was that I started to, like I said, listen deeper. I started cultivating more awareness. And then I started saying yes. I started saying yes to a coach training program, not because I wanted to be a coach, but because I wanted information that was being taught there. I said yes to leaving corporate America, starting a business as somebody who'd never thought about becoming an entrepreneur. And I kept saying yes, as I see this work I'm doing now change the lives of so many women so profoundly as they choose to dive into it. So that's why I'm here with you. I am a coach, a teacher, an energy guide. I'm what I call an archetypal activator. I share this work with women all over the world in my courses and my coaching programs. And I'm here to start sharing some of this work with you, helping you listen deeper, helping you cultivate more awareness about these energies, and hopefully help you to start saying yes to your golden path. So I'm Heather Allison after all of that. I'm Heather Allison, and you are listening to me on The Golden Path. And what we're going to dive into today after a quick little break is what the heck I mean by a golden path, what I mean by archetypes, what they have to do with our best life, our best love, and greatest happiness, our greatest success, and how we can step onto that path. Welcome back, loves, to The Golden Path with Heather Allison. And we're about to continue talking about the energetic patterns that exist under everything we do and that either help us feel alive and aligned and in flow and on the right path, or that make us feel stuck and stagnant, that make things feel harder than they're supposed to. But before I keep going, I just want to mention really fast that I would love to hear from you and to make sure you know how to reach out. So there are a couple of ways. If you head over to transformationtalkradio.com, and just scroll to the middle of the page, you'll see a little box there and you can send through a little message while I'm on the air that I'll receive, or you can call in and talk to someone and send your message that way, ask your question that way. You can also message me personally at heather-allison.com. And either way, I'm also doing a giveaway today and probably on each one of my shows. So I'm giving away a free month of my Goddess Activation membership to one woman listening today who writes in with either a question or a reflection. And I'm going to be drawing that at random later for those of you who write in. So send in your questions. I'll try to answer some of them on air next time. I actually would love to speak to some of the questions that you have. And I love answering your real questions instead of just kind of talking at you. So please do feel free to interact. And I always love to hear your takeaways, your aha moments, and your moments of opening and realizations. So send those in as much as you'd like. Okay, so before I drop into more content, let's just take a minute here and close our eyes and anchor into our bodies. So like I mentioned a few minutes ago, I'm going to be asking you to receive this information, not just with your brains and your minds, but much deeper in your body, in your deeper and more ancient wisdom. Now, obviously, please don't do this if you're driving or something else, but for everybody else, just take a moment here and come to a comfortable seated position, if you can, and close your eyes. Give yourself this gift of returning to your inner world, of connecting to the invisible realms, as I call them, coming back from the constant focus on what's out there and returning to what's here, what's now, what's within, what's deeper in your experience than just what you can see. And see if you can feel or just intend for your energy, your awareness, your conscious thought to drop down into your body. You can imagine your breath coming deeper and deeper, filling more and more of you. You can imagine yourself as a traveler inside your own body and dropping down like in an elevator, slowly through your midline. You can imagine a finger tracing all the way down the front of your body until you feel yourself deeper, anchored into your lower body. You can place a hand on your womb space or your lower belly. Whatever you choose, dropping all the way down to your hips, to your pelvis, to your sacral chakra, your sacral bowl, and just being here, breathing from here. Softening here, expanding here. What do you notice? As you're deepening into your body, what do you notice? What happens in your body? What sensations arise? What thoughts or emotions start to move through you? Taking a few more deep breaths here, I want to invite you to receive the rest of this episode from here, down here in your body, rather than up in your head. See if you can let yourself feel what I'm sharing with you, rather than just hear it. And see if you can notice the sensations that move through you as I do. A last deep breath in here and exhaling anything that wants to be released. And you can go ahead and open your eyes again if you'd like. I hope that felt good. It always feels good to me. I always feel like I need it. And I notice that when I don't give myself that time to just be here with myself and my energy and my thoughts and my sensations, especially when I'm starting my day, everything feels harder. So what do I mean by golden path? It's the name of this show, right? So what does that mean? Well, this part is simple. When we're in alignment with the energies of the universe and with the energetic blueprint we were built for, then everything feels easier. The universe feels like it's right by our side, like it's got our backs, like it's working for us, conspiring for us. We get to feel like we're in flow, like we're on the right path. We get to have clarity. We know exactly what decisions and directions are right for us. We attract the people who are right for us, the situations that are right for us, the relationships and the clients, everything that is right for us. We make the decisions that are in our best interest and that are the most healing for us. We find joy infinitely more than we find frustration or suffering or struggle. Even when life happens, because it will, there will always be stuff that happens in life that feels hard, that feels painful, because this is life. But even when those things happen, even those don't feel quite so hard to be with. So our golden path, to put it even more simply, is just the greatest path we were meant for. It's the path we get to feel the best in. And we get there by operating in the energy patterns that we were meant for, that we were actually built for, our energetic blueprint. And by operating in the same energy patterns as the universe around us, as the world around us. I am going to get into some of this like quantum mechanics kind of stuff. But like I said in the beginning, don't worry if this stuff doesn't make sense yet. Just let yourself receive what I'm sharing with you. Receive what does make sense for you. And let the rest just be a seed that's planted. It will make sense as we keep going. But that's an important aspect that I want to repeat again. We get to our golden path by being in the same energy as the world and the universe around us. Because have you ever noticed how perfect nature works, how it always cycles, right? How it always keeps going, how it always balances itself out one way or another. Nature's never blocked. It always flows. One way or another, it always flows. the river will always flow. It flows around that boulder up there and up and over that rock. And it sometimes seeps down into the soil to spring back up again farther down the hill, right? Like, even when we build cities and pave our roads, I'm looking out my window at the city right now, we see roots of trees start to push up and crack the sidewalks, right? We see vines growing in places that seems like vines should never be able to grow out of the spaces between bricks. We always see nature find some way to thrive, some way to balance itself out. And have you ever wondered why it doesn't seem like humans do that? Right? Like, it seems like we have such a hard time. We're always bumping our heads up against some limitation of ours when we're trying to grow, always struggling to get ahead, struggling to get by or to get along, right? Like, doesn't it kind of always seem like we make things so much harder for ourselves? And the truth is we do that because we're operating in a different energy pattern than the world and the universe around us. And that happened because a long, long, long time ago, I mean, we're talking thousands of years ago, someone somewhere decided that we should only use half of our energetic blueprint, half of the energy we have available to us. And I assume that's because they wanted to control the other half of the energy themselves, but I digress. Because that backfired. So not only did we forget that we have this other half of us, that we have access to this other half of us, it threw us completely out of balance. And so now, and for thousands of years, we've been operating in a different energy pattern from the world around us, a different energy pattern from the universe around us. I mean, this kind of makes sense, right? Coming back to that metaphor, that river metaphor, it's like a river. It's way easier when we're paddling the canoe the same direction as the river instead of trying to go upstream, or when we're swimming with the tide of the ocean rather than against it. I mean, that seems kind of obvious, right? But what we don't realize is that we're also here swimming in an energetic current, in an energetic ocean that's all around us, constantly around us. And most of the time we're swimming against it. We're bumping our heads up against the energy of the universe because we are operating in a different energetic pattern than what we're swimming within. So it literally is the same metaphor as swimming against the tide or paddling up against the river, paddling up against upstream. But this isn't how it has to be. This, for me, is the golden path. When we are flowing with the river, when we are working with the energetic pattern of the universe, when we are working in the energy patterns that we were built to work in, to operate in, to live our lives in. And that's why I do the work that I do. What I've experienced, what my clients have experienced, is that when we reactivate that other half of us with this ancient half of us, when we reactivate and tap into this ancient half of us, we start to remember it. We have access to it again. And we start to work with all of our energetic blueprint. And it's there and then that we get to walk our golden path, that we get to experience the greatest path that we're meant for, that we get to co-create with the universe what we desire, what we wish for. We get to feel good. We get to feel so much more pleasure, so much more alignment, so much more joy, and it gets to feel easier. I'm going to share a little bit about my story, about how that shifted for me in the next segment, but this is true of every single one of my clients as well. The hardest part here is that we never even knew that we were missing it. But that's what this show is all about. Helping you remember. Helping you remember that there's something more, that there's something else that you have access to that is going to unlock a much easier path. So we're going to take a quick break again. But when we come back, we're going to start exploring a little bit more about this, about these archetypes, about these energies. Start to tap into what these energies are and how they run through everything in our lives, everything that we do. And then a little later, I'll actually talk to you about a practice you can try. Something that you can start journaling around or start exploring or start thinking about in your own life. So stay with me, listening to The Golden Path with Heather Allison, and we will be right back. You're back on The Golden Path with Heather Allison. Welcome back, loves. So now that you understand a little bit about the idea behind The Golden Path, which I talked to you about in the last segment, what The Golden Path is, even a little bit about what lets us walk our Golden Path and what we've forgotten that keeps us from walking it, we're going to start diving in a little deeper and looking a little closer at what these energy patterns are all about and how we can shift them. So the idea behind this work that I want you to take away from this particular segment is, if we change the foundation we're standing on, everything we build on top of it will change too, right? If we build a house on a wonky foundation, the house itself is going to be wonky. It's going to be imbalanced or it's going to be uneven. So if we change the foundation of our energetic reality, we get to change everything about our reality. Because when we make a change at the archetypal level, at the energetic level, we're shifting at the truest and most primary or quantum level of who we are. Then the things that we build on top of that foundation, everything that we do building on top of that foundation can be profoundly changed and can change really quickly. These energy patterns are operating underneath everything we do and how we do them. And everything that we don't do, and even why we avoid those things or are scared of them. They're basically these invisible cords, these invisible threads that weave our lives, whether we're aware of them or not. And we aren't usually aware of them, honestly. They're usually unconscious. I mean, most of us don't know what archetypes are, and so I will get into that more in just a minute. Most of us aren't very aware of our energy and our energetic patterns either. And so we kind of tend to unconsciously keep ourselves in patterns of being unstuck, of limitation, we tend to keep ourselves in patterns of disconnection, disconnected from our intuition, disconnected from people around us and our relationships, disconnected to our own truth, disconnected from what we are meant for, how we feel, what's right for us. Or in patterns of disbelief that something is possible for us, right? In patterns of doubt, in patterns of scarcity, or in patterns of fear and rejection and holding ourselves back in some way. So if you've ever found yourself in a cycle or a pattern, in a cycle of behavior or relationship, and are like, oh my God, how do I keep finding myself here? Or like, why does this keep happening? Or oh my God, why can't I seem to move forward? That's usually when we're at the mercy of an unconscious energy pattern. Something we can't even see, something we don't even know is at work here and at play here. I mean, that's infuriating, right? I've been there, especially when we have this deep feeling like we're supposed to be experiencing something more. And that's because we've only been given access to, like I said, half of who we are. We've been operating in energetic patterns that uphold that limitation. And we've never known that we have access to something else. So here's the key. The foundation we've been building things on as a human race, every single one of us, men and women, is what I call the wounded masculine energy paradigm. The foundation for our entire lives, our relationships, our businesses, everything has been built on the wounded masculine archetype. And it is our bringing back the feminine archetype and allowing these two archetypes, these two energies to work together that lets us walk our golden path. It's what creates the foundation that allows us to build what we've been wishing for, what we've been craving, these lives that we're actually meant to be living. Now, I'm going to go deeper into this in the next segment and tell you what I mean by masculine and feminine. So because if this is the first time you're kind of hearing about these masculine and feminine energies, this isn't a show about how bad the masculine is. And I mean that either like men or the masculine energy or the masculine archetype. neither of them are bad. What this is about is the massive imbalance we've had in our energy systems and what a disservice it is to us having the life that we're meant to live. How because we've been operating solely in one type of archetypal energy, we are making things incredibly hard for ourselves and wounding ourselves over and over and over again, finding ourselves in cycles over and over and over again. And it's also about how rapidly our lives improve, how much ease we get to experience when we bring back the other archetypal energy, the other half of who we are, the other half of what we're meant for. So before I go deeper into the archetypes, because again, I'm going to do that in the next segment and I'll go even deeper in the next episode, I want to first tell you a little bit about how my life changed when I found this work. Since I started working with these energies, started opening into my own feminine energy, opening into my energetic and archetypal pattern balance, if you will, letting these archetypes really work together so that you can just really truly see how transformative this work is and you can see how quickly it happened for me. So I told you how I went from kind of what I call this, like this almost life, right? Like almost happy, having relationships and jobs that almost work, that almost felt fulfilling, to honestly a life so full of magic. I honestly could not have dreamed this up before if I had tried. I could not have imagined this life before if I had tried. If you remember, I mentioned how I invested in a coach training program, and I did that really without any idea why I was doing it. I didn't have any ideas about becoming a coach. I didn't honestly even know coaching was an industry, like an entire industry, and actually a pretty booming one. I just felt like I knew there was something I was missing. Something that, like, if I could just, maybe you felt like this before, something if I could just figure that one thing out, I know everything would change. If I just had that one thing, it would be different, right? Well, I found something that sparked that in me, some kind of remembrance in me. And without it making any sense, I invested thousands of dollars in this program, more money than I've ever invested in anything in my life up to that point. Well, then I got laid off from my job the day before that training was supposed to start. And mind you, this is a job that I thought was going to be my dream job. So I was like, okay, universe, is this what we're doing? This is all right. I guess this is what we're doing. And I just went with it, right? Remember, I kind of had started to say yes to things that didn't make much sense. And within the span of 9 months, no kidding, 9 months, literally everything about my life changed. Everything cracked open. My relationship got deeper. My boyfriend and I started making plans to build our life and our family together. I stepped into working as a coach, teaching this work that I call archetypal activation. I had a massive cracking open intuitively and spiritually that I told you about a couple minutes ago. And as I mentioned, I started receiving this intuitive information about these archetypes, about these energies themselves. And through this process, I suddenly knew my soul's purpose. Like, I knew what I was here for beyond a shadow of a doubt. Everything that I'd gone through, everything that I had done before, everything that had happened before, all the twists and turns and pains and things that I thought were mistakes started making sense. And my business took off. I was successful right away. In the first year of being an entrepreneur, I made as much as I had been making in corporate America. And that grew the second year. And all while doing business in a way that's not even taught in this current masculine paradigm, a way of business that's actually all about flow and pleasure and intuition and following our calling. My old patterns of fear, of being different, of being not enough, fears of the unknown, all started falling away. Or at least when they did show up, still, they weren't so hard. They weren't so hard to move through. They weren't so much of an issue for me. And I mean, I used to be frozen by fear. I was a massive worrier. I was scared to take any huge steps. I was to make any big waves or like rock the boat, right? Or like very much stayed inside my comfort zone and my safety zone. But I was dying in there. And now I'm really mastering the art of the quantum leap and creating these really big and beautiful up levels in all parts of my life. And I get to witness this in my clients as they do the same thing. And honestly, I just find more joy and more expansion in everything that I do. I had never realized how much magic was possible in this life. I mean, I think that I had an idea, but I was pretty skeptical of it. I kind of doubted it. I kind of doubted that it was really, truly possible for me. And I didn't know how much of it was just everywhere around us, how much is available to us when we work with it. And then this is all just my story and the story I get to witness in my clients as they uncover the same things I did. I've seen marriages heal and get repaired, marriages that were over. I've seen women who thought maybe they weren't meant for love finally find it. I've seen women recover from deep, deep trauma and PTSD that they never thought they would get out from under. I've seen women who had no clue they were intuitive and actually who were living their lives so much in their heads that they were always overthinking, always stressed out, always in all of these like worry and what ifs and indecision, and suddenly become so connected to their intuition and their inner wisdom and their soul and their certainty that they have this beautiful peace moving through their lives. I've seen women just fall in love with themselves. Women who never thought that they'd ever be able to say that about themselves. I've seen women come out of hiding, out of fear, out of insecurities, and start speaking their truth, launch businesses, start shining their light and calling in dream clients. I've seen women just stop the battle with life, the battle with themselves, the battle with their hearts and their heads. It is easily the most profound thing I have ever experienced. And I've seen the most profound shifts in my clients and in my own life. So I'm super excited to share this in this new journey with you, in this Golden Path show, to start sharing this with you. But right now we're going to take a break. So be sure to stay for our last segment because I'm going to start talking about the energies behind these archetypes and what they actually look like. I wanted to lay the foundation for you so that you know how profound this is, but now we're going to really get into what these archetypes are, what these energies are, how they show up in our lives. And I'm going to give you a couple tools to start bringing this into your own life and finding your own remembrance, your own awareness of these energies within you. So stay with me and we'll keep diving in. We'll keep diving into the Golden Path on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back again to the Golden Path with Heather Allison. Today we've been talking about what I mean by the Golden Path, and that's the highest expression and manifestation of our lives. The easiest path, the most pleasure-filled path, and the most fulfilling path that we can take in our lives. And we've been looking at how we get to step onto that path by shifting the archetypal patterning, the archetypal energies within us. And I want to start this segment by saying, if you're not familiar with what an archetype is, don't worry. Most of my clients don't actually know that either when they dive into this work. And that's really part of one of the things that I really love sharing the most, what I get excited about sharing the most, because it's some of the intuitive information that I get the most, is helping you understand and tap into this archetypal realm and understand what it's all about. For now, just know that archetypes are energy patterns. They're patterns of energy, patterns of behavior and thoughts and understanding and feelings and tendencies that exist within and around all of us, no matter our culture, no matter our age, our gender, our belief systems. It's kind of in the same way that we can't see the atoms and molecules that run through literally everything that makes up this world, right? No matter who we are, no matter what we're made of, no matter what species we are, these individual patterns of energy make up this world. These are similar. These are invisible patterns of energy, and they move through everything that we do. They're basically invisible blueprints that drive us, consciously or unconsciously, in all aspects of our lives. And as I mentioned last time, for the most part, we don't usually have any idea that they're acting behind the scenes. But they are impacting all of our choices, our experiences, our patterns, our relationships, our beliefs about ourselves, our beliefs about what's possible for us, how we interact with this world, what this world is actually all about, all of the things, which means they're energies that become responsible for our unconscious programming, right? So these are things like, if you've ever heard about things like limiting beliefs or just unconscious cycles. And it's also why it can feel really hard to shift these things, right? Which is why maybe you've tried to shift patterns or habits or cycles in the past, you know, whether that's eating better, working out more, healing conflict in a relationship, moving past fear, patterns that we call self-sabotage, whatever they might be. And you keep finding yourself falling back into the same patterns over and over and over again anyway, and can't figure out why. Well, this is why. Because these are generally unconscious, and none of this would actually be a problem if we were just moving through the world in the archetypal patterns that we were built for, right? It would be okay if they were unconscious, but we're not operating in the ones that we were built for. This whole world of humans has been in imbalance, operating in what I call a state of over-masculinization. So for centuries, we've been taught to rely only on our masculine energy and to pretty much bury and disregard and forget our feminine energy. And again, this goes for men and women the same. We've been led to believe that the only worthwhile and valuable energy comes from the masculine archetype, and that the energies that come from the feminine archetype are weak or undesirable or not valuable or are wrong, right? So what that's done is created a massive imbalance within us. Like I said earlier, while nature will always find a way to thrive because it always finds a way to create balance, we have got this complicated thing called free will. And somewhere along the lines, we chose one of our archetypal energies over another, over the other. And so we've been in this really deep imbalance for thousands of years. So you can imagine what that's done to our energy patterns. I mean, if you just look at the world around us right now, right, you can see that. You can see the conflict, the state of this planet, the state of our relationships, the state of businesses, how we feel about ourselves. It is painfully, painfully obvious that we are seriously out of balance, that we are seriously in a state of wounding, right? So it's kind of like this. This is the metaphor I always use. It's like running a race with just one leg. You have two, but you've only been taught how to use one of them. You think the other one's useless, that it doesn't work, or that it's wrong to use it. You probably can finish the race on that one leg, but you're certainly not going to get very far very fast. It's definitely not going to feel very good. And you're going to probably throw out your back, tweak your knee from overcompensating and trying to hop on this one leg for so long, right? This is basically what we've done to ourselves at an energetic level. We've relied so heavily and often only on the masculine energy, but the feminine energy within us has atrophied. It has been wounded continually, and we often don't even know we have it. But here's the good news. When we even start to bring her back, when we start to have awareness and start bringing back the feminine energy, it creates this unwinding effect on these wound patterns. We start to remember more and more and more about who we really, really are, what we're really meant for, and what we're really capable of. This race gets a lot easier, right? We find our golden path. So today I'm going to give you a couple of, just as we close today, I want to give you a few foundational pieces of information that's going to help you receive the rest of this archetypal content that I'm going to be giving you, that I'm going to be sharing with you throughout this series, so that it will make the most sense and so that you can start to kind of poke into this on your own and feel into this on your own. So first, there's a common misconception I want to speak to. When we're first learning about masculine and feminine, we believe that there's something to do with how we dress, what we wear, what hobbies we like, how sporty we are, right? Any other kind of limited and external-based idea of feminine and masculine. That's what we've been taught to believe. But just like these archetypes aren't just about men or women, they're not also not just about these superficial gender roles that we've attributed to them. These are energies. So what these terms do have to do with, what these energies are about, rather than our external presentation or our tastes and things, is the energy behind what we do and don't do. So this is what these energies look like. And this is a great time to grab a pen and journal if you have them. If you don't, you can always come back and listen to the replay. The masculine is typically characterized by doing, by external facing or constructive energy. It is action. It is pursuing. It's driving, pushing, focusing, deciding, analyzing. You notice all these head things: accomplishing, organizing, structuring, directing. It's taking action. And the feminine is typically characterized by being, by internal facing or expansive energy. It's flow, it's feeling, it's receiving, it's expanding, it's intuiting, it's expressing and opening and choosing and allowing and connecting. So to put it another way, masculine is when we're leaning in and out, and feminine is when we're leaning back. So on my next show, we're going to dive a lot deeper into these archetypes. So I know I'm kind of throwing this at you at the end. But what I would love for you to do is, after this show, I invite you to do some journaling or however it is that you like to explore, and see if you can identify just some of, with some deeper awareness of a couple of things for yourself. One is the places or areas in your life where you can see or feel where you're mostly relying on masculine energy, where you're maybe overanalyzing or overdoing or overwhelmed or focused too much on process or structure and checking off to-do lists and not on how something feels. And it's important to know there's no judgment in there. Remember, we've been conditioned to forget that we have any other way of doing things. And the second one is, what places in your life feel stuck, feel like you're struggling, feel painful in some way? And how can you let yourself practice more of the feminine energy? See where you can let yourself receive more, even from yourself. See where you can open a little bit more, even when it feels scary. See where you can find a deeper connection when you want to shut down, whether that's with yourself or with another person. See if you can find the way forward that feels like flow instead of having you work so hard. What feels easier? What feels like most expansive? So we're going to talk about all of this more deeply as we keep exploring our golden path and start exploring these things and these archetypes more fully. And you can also check out more about this work if you'd like at heather-allison.com. But for now, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to listen, for being here with me, for letting yourself receive an introduction to a new way of being that I promise will feel so much better. Send me your questions if you have them. Don't forget to enter the giveaway if you're interested. And I can't wait to drop in with you next time. Join me every third Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and have a great week. I'll see you next time.